Members of the public who wish to address the board should check in with Mrs. Moke and sign up to speak. Speakers are asked to maintain respectful decorum and limit comments to 3 minutes or less. Please note that due to YouTube community guidelines, the audio from the public participation portion of the meeting will not be available on our live stream. A recording of public comments will be available on the district's website tomorrow. Mrs. Moke, is there anyone who would like to make public comments?
Mr. Clements, did you need to make comments?
No.
Thank you.
Shahana?
Thank you.
I guess I had a couple of comments for the presentation, which was really amazing. Can you guys hear me?
Is the mic on?
Hello? Is that better?
There you go.
Okay, sorry. The presentation was amazing. I just had a couple of questions, or I guess foods for thought. One of the things is, this seems like a report from the current students that are in, and the community, and parents, of course, that are currently in there. And the thing that I noticed was the people that didn't have students currently in school, could they be parents of students that were previously graduated and maybe a reflection of how they feel their children went through with it? It just seems like a very polar response between the parents, the students, and the community. So maybe you're curious on why, what they saw or what they felt that maybe were missing. I did have several senior students that had graduated recently, and when they came out of high school, they didn't really know where they wanted to go. Like, their focus was get good grades, do well in SATs, but what to major in, what college to go to. So that's something maybe we should, I'm a little nervous, as you can tell. But to see maybe senior students, is there a test we can do, or a questionnaire we can do where we can ask them, do you feel ready for college? Do you know where you want to be? So it's kind of like towards the end of what we have, I guess, progressed through the years to kind of see what that compares to how we feel about it at a younger age, right? So kind of seeing the outcome versus what we're going through right now. So just a reflection of seeing if the students actually at the end do feel and are, able to see where they're going. And then the other thing I was thinking is, I remember the student came home one day and they saw a video about joining the Army, and they came home and they were like, oh my God, I want to join the Army. And I was like, really? And I was just asking questions and stuff. So it was really interesting in how they got involved and wanted to join the Army. And I was wondering if we are bringing other enthusiastic, visualizations of what other type of jobs are out there, like being a lawyer, but not in a boring way, in a more exciting way, right? Just like they're presenting the Army, maybe, all the other different fields that are out there, so that students are able to see what opportunities out there that they can go to when they get out of high school. So kind of giving them a longer view of what they want to be. Do they want to go to college? What do they want to pursue? And all that stuff.
And 30 seconds, ma'am.
I think that's about all I had. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
That's all.